There's so much today. When I was about 20 or 21, living in the monastery, young, obviously, and I used to read every day, I used to read the Bible every day. And I remember the day I read this text about David weeping over Absalom. And I knew in my heart, that's Jesus. See, David is an anticipated participation in the mystery of Jesus. The grace of Jesus is already moving him. Or as the fathers of the church would say, the Logos was always present to Israel. Not incarnate yet, but always present. And so I saw that. That's called, as you know, the spiritual sense of Scripture. What does it contain and foreshadow? And it's not a word game, you see. It's a being game. This is, David had the Logos dwelling in him, and he was an anticipated realization of Jesus. And I just knew that. And of course, it's been, you know, the backbone of most of my study ever since. But it's very important, if we had time, and we don't right now because we're going to do the other, that whole question of what's called the spiritual sense, recognizing when this happens, what was going on there, and who was present there. You know, for instance, that nearly all of Paul's terminology to describe the redemption comes from the book of Exodus, right? Redemption, rescue, particular people, these are all Exodus words. And that was an anticipated realization of the work of the cross. And so that's why he uses that vocabulary. Today, we have Psalm 86. It's attributed just a prayer of David. That's all it says, you know. Those little titles that the editors gave at the top. It says, "Incline your ear, O Adonai, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am loyal." And of course, you might be able to guess now what that would mean, huh? Ki chasidani, huh? I'm a chasid. I'm loyal. And that's that, you know, enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. I'm a chasid. All the men up there in Brooklyn, you know, in the Jewish section there with their hats and their peyote, you know, said they're all called the chasidim. You see, okay, because I am chasid. Save your servant. You are my God. You're my God, so it's your duty to save me. You're my God. Save this one who trusts in you. Be gracious to me, my Lord, for I call to you all day long. Make the soul of your servant glad, for to you, my Lord, I lift up my soul. See, nafshi esha. When a man's been working all day in somebody else's vineyard, and he comes at the end of the day for his work. See, his soul is, he's waiting for his pay. And so that's the image that he's got here, you see. I lift up my soul. I'm waiting for your help, you see. For you, my Lord, are good and forgiving and great in loyal love. And of course, you know what all those words are going to be now, right? That was verse 5. Atta ar. Tov v'salach v'rav chesed. And that's where we get that phrase, rich in mercy, right? Are you okay? I mean, I'm okay. It's in that prayer. Remember when Moses said to God, let me see your face. He said, you can't. But I will pass by you and I will pronounce my name. I'll tell you who I am. So as the Lord passed by, he said, Adonai, Adonai. Who's Hanun Vahrachum. And he is Rav Chesed. He is abundant in Chesed. You see. And that's translated rich in mercy. And that's the name of the encyclical that John Paul II wrote at the inspiration of the revelations given to Faustina. It all ties together. You see what I mean? So one of God's favorite titles for himself is rich in mercy. Not just merciful, rich in mercy, you see. Oh, Adonai, listen to my prayer. Be attentive to the sound of my pleading. On the day of my distress, I call to you, for you will answer me. And now he starts to pray. There is none like you among the gods, my Lord, no deeds like yours. All the nations whom you have made will come and bow down before you, my Lord, and glorify your name. You see, the Jews never just said, we're so special that nobody else, everybody else. What they were saying was, what we've been given will be for the whole world. And we'll teach the whole world Torah. And they were mistaken in that. Rather than that, the Torah became incarnate and taught us himself and then died and rose for us. And so, for you are great and a worker of wonders. For you, God, you alone, teach me, Adonai. Do you ever say that to God? Teach me. I am such a jerk, you know. Teach me. You see? Teach me, Adonai, your way. I will walk in your trustworthiness. This is my own little translation. I bet it's Chesed again. Okay. I will thank you, my Lord, with all my heart. And I will glorify your name forever, for your chesed is great in my regard. And you will rescue my soul from the depths of Sheol. When they pray, what's the greatest thing on their minds? God's chesed. God's enthusiastic loyalty to the promise, to the covenant. You can rely on that. So they're saying that to God for their own sake, you know. Chesed. O God, those who defy you have risen against me. Wait a second, I skipped a line. Oh my goodness. I will walk in your chesed. Unify my heart for the fearing of your name. Make my heart one. Now the translators have trouble with that. Some of them change the consonants and so forth. But there's no doubt at all. That's what the text says, you see? There's no doubt at all. I just looked at it again, you know? Unify my heart, make it one, that I may then serve you with all my heart. No hidden agendas, no tricky stuff on the side. My whole heart is given over to you, you see? God, those who defy you have risen against me. Now he goes back to his prayer of petition. And a pack of ruthless men seek my soul. They do not put you before their eyes. And you, my Lord, are a merciful and gracious God. You hear how many times? This is prayer. You see? Delighting, telling God how merciful and gracious he is. Slow to anger and great in chesed and faithfulness. Huh? Sedek. Turn to me and be gracious. Give your strength to your servant and save your handmaid. Work a sign on my behalf that those who hate me will see and be confounded that you, Adonai, have helped me and consoled me. And what's that sign? The resurrection. And when Jesus rose, all Israel rose in potentia. So, work a sign on my behalf. And the sign, the resurrection. That's how much he loves his son.